We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto, 19th chapter, verse 21. Today is a special day, so we have to take advantage of this. We're reading from 8th chapter, when there is a description of glories of Krishna in the form of Vamana Dev. This is one of the 10 famous incarnations. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Yavanto Vishaya Preshtas Trilokyam Tavidriyam Na Shaknuvanti Te Sarve Pratipura Itum Nripa. The title of this chapter, yes, Lord is begging charity from Bali Maharaj. So this is what Vaman Dev is speaking. He's speaking to Bali Maharaj. Word for word translation. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of God said, Yavantaha, as far as possible. Vishayaha, the objects of sense enjoyment. Preshtaha, pleasing to anyone. Trilokyam, within these three worlds. Ajita Indriyam, a person who is not self-controlled. Nashaknuvanti, are unable. Te, all those. Sarve, taken together. Pratipura itum, to satisfy. Nripa, O King. Translation of His Immigration Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai. The Personality of God had said, O my dear King, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. Purport. The material world is an illusory energy to deviate the living entities from the path of self-realization. Anyone who is in this material world is extremely anxious to get more and more things for sense gratification. Actually, however, the purpose of life is not sense gratification, but self-realization. Therefore, those who are too addicted to sense gratification are advised to practice the mystic yoga or Ashtanga yoga system consisting of yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, and so on. In this way, one can control the senses. The purpose of controlling the senses is to stop one's implication in the cycle of birth and death, as stated by Rishabhadev. Nunam pramataha kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya aprinati nasadumani yata atmano yam asano api kleshadat asadeha. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Thus, according to Rishabhadeva, the human beings in this material world are just like madmen engaged in activities which they should not perform, but which they do perform only for sense gratification. Such activities are not good because in this way one creates another body for his next life as punishment for his nefarious activities. And as soon as he gets another material body, he is put into repeated suffering in material existence. Therefore, the Vedic culture or Brahminical culture teaches one how to be satisfied with possessing the minimum necessities in life. To teach this highest culture, Varnashrama Dharma is recommended. The aim of the Varnashrama divisions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa, is to train one to control the senses and be content with the bare necessities. Here Lord Vamanadev, as an ideal Brahmachari, refuses Bali Maharaja's offer to give him anything he might want. He says that without contentment, one could not be happy even if he possessed the property of the entire world or the entire universe. In human society, therefore, the Brahminical culture, Kshatriya culture, and Vaishya culture must be maintained, and people must be taught how to be satisfied with only what they need. In modern civilization, there is no such education. Everyone tries to possess more and more, and everyone is dissatisfied and unhappy. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore establishing various forms, especially in America, to show how to be happy and content with minimum necessities of life and to save time for self-realization, which one can very easily achieve by chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare.
Givanje za već Krišnje za to ustanavlja različne kvetije vlastiga Ameriki, da je pokazalo kako biti srećen i zadovoljen za minimalnim izolenskim potrebami i prihraniti čas za samo spoznanje, ki ga lahko zelo jednostavno dosežemo svetljem Maha Mantre.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Yavanto Vishaya Preshta, Strilokyam Achitendriya, Nashuknavanti Te Sarve, Pratipura Itum Nidipa.
Božanska osebnost rekla, o moj dragi zdrav, celo vse, kaj
v... The personality of God had said, o my dear King, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds, to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are controlled, uncontrolled. Today is a very important day, and very auspicious day also. It's not auspicious just for us here, but for the whole universe. Conversations, listening and worshipping of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and His incarnations is the most auspicious activity in the whole universe and bestows upon us special benedictions. And what are these benedictions? What bestows this upon us? What does everyone in this world want? To be happy. Vamanadev, incarnation of Krishna, Vamanadev, the incarnation of Krishna, the dwarf, Krishna appeared as dwarf on Dvarashi, which was described in the previous chapter, and also in our Hari Stotra. It's the praise of 10 incarnations in the book of Gita Govinda. In the 5th verse, there are glories of Vamanadev.
Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jayo Jagadisha Hare Jayo Jagadisha Hare Jayo Jagadisha Hare.
Now together the last Tanarahari Pa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Translation. Oh Keshava, oh the Lord of the Universe, O Hari, who you appeared in the as dwarf Vamana. Oh, glories to you, O wonderful dwarf. With your gigantic steps, you tricked Maharaj Bali. With water from Ganges, which flowed from your lotus feet, you delivered the whole world. In 11th and 12th verse, it says, O Keshava, O Lord Hari, who you incarnate in many forms, all glories to you. Please listen to this most wonderful glories of Lord Vamanadev, and which is the best in this dark material world. So these incarnations are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. O Lord Krishna, I humbly bow down before you, who you appear in these 10 incarnations as Matsya. You save the Vedas. As Kurma, you carry this hill on your back. As Varaha, you lift the world up from the water. As Nirsimha, you kill demon Hiranyakashipu. As Vamana, you trick Bali Maharaj and ask him for only three steps of land, but then you extend your steps and take the whole world. As Balaram, you carry the plow and destroy the miscreants. As Lord Buddha, you show mercy to all living beings in this material world. And at the end of the Kali Yuga, you come as Kalki and kill all the non-devotees. Ja. Lord Vamanadeva appeared in the family of Asuras. The Lord appears anywhere, and also the devotees appear in any family, anywhere. And we see why Lord Vamana appeared. And he bestowed special benedictions to the next generation of Bali Maharaj, who also appeared in the family of Asura. He is the grandchild. Whose grandchild? spirituality is he? Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj had a son, Vilochana, and Vilochana had a son named Pali Maharaj. And Vamanadeva appeared from the womb of Aditi, who is a wife of Kashyapa, on Dvadashi, on the 12th day. And the Lord, when he appears in the womb, he appears. He didn't appear as Vamana, but appeared as Narayan with four hands. He has in his four hands the lotus flower, a disc, a conch shell, and this giant stick. Also, Lord Krishna, when he first appears, he appears as Narayan. You can see on his 10th canto. As in with four hands, and then he appears as Krishna, or as Vamana, or in this case. Krishna always first established that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and this is all powerful in whatever form he takes. And why Vamanadeva appeared? We know that in this material world there are many living beings which are categorized as asuras, demons, and suras, demigods, and there is always a fight between them. Fight over control, over power, which is nothing new, even in today's world. Today we have so-called presidents who want to lord over anyone else. If you look at history of Alexander the Great, he also wanted to conquer the whole world. So it's a propensity for all living beings in conditioned state, especially demons, that they want to lord over material nature and the whole world. And demigods, like Indra, he's always fearful of his position, that someone might replace him. In this case, he was afraid of Pali Maharaj. So this is a lecture. So we have to be very careful when we with our behavior. It's a higher authority, so we don't make any offenses to our spiritual master. And who did Indra who is Indra's spiritual teacher? Brihaspati. Was the spiritual master of demons, Shukracharya. And then we see that the power is not in our hands, but is in someone else's hands, by the blessings of the spiritual master. If you are blessed by a spiritual master, then our life will be successful. We are singing this every day. the last verse of Shikshashtaka, of Guru Ashtaka, is that if we please the spiritual master, then we can advance in spiritual life. And if we don't satisfy him, then we have no chance in spiritual advancement. We can only advance externally. But our spiritual life will be stagnated. Because, for example, demons, they didn't satisfy Vaishnava's guru. What to speak of a Vaishnava guru? And so Vamana appeared and he wanted to return the paradise to Indra, because they lost the battle with demons. Because you know that devotees, they know how to administer this material world, because they're empowered by Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we know what Supreme Personality of Godhead wants. They know that, and what's the purpose of this material world? What's the whole point of this? So what's the purpose of this and goal of this material world? Why is this world even here in existence? How it functions? Who operates it? So this function can only be carried out by devotees. So it's the same example in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why was there a battle on Kurukshetra? Because there were too many wars that were not authorized by God. And Krishna desired that Yudhishthira Maharaj comes on and becomes an authority of the whole world, because he is a holy person. And he will lord over this world correctly or properly. And what does this mean? To satisfy all the living beings, not only one group or only human beings, but all living beings who got material bodies in this world, especially these ones who got the human form of life. Because there is a... There is a difference. Prabhupada cites here Rishabhadev in this common purport, that ones who accepted sense gratification as their ultimate goal of life, they are prepared to do whatever stupid thing to satisfy their own senses. And people can sometimes make such high philosophies, but then you see them smoke, and you can see on the box that smoking kills. It says that it creates cancer and many kinds of warnings of effects of smoking. But despite all this, they think I have only one life, and the point of this life is to satisfy my senses. Then I will still smoke. This short pleasure of a few seconds It's the same with alcohol. Anything. All these things that are not beneficial for us, and people are not prepared to control their senses. They think that they need to gratify them in any way possible. But devotees know that sense gratification is their biggest enemy. The sense gratification, what brings us this sense gratification? What Vamana Dev teaches us? If we don't master our senses, then we will never be satisfied. But if we also gratify them too less, all this modern technology, all these inventions, if you take this very simple inventions, when there was a inventional evolution, and there was a technological advancement in science, it only advances in gratifying senses, nothing else. It never came in their mind to make something what would help us to control our senses. No, the whole material politics is and advertisement is how to satisfy our senses, and to satisfy our senses you need money, and money, you never have enough of money, because it does mean that if you gratify something, some material desire, then there will never be any more desires. No, there will be another one. And these desires are unlimited. But the human span of life is very short. And whatever sense desires we gratify, then we get another opportunity next life and next life, and whatever we're doing, we're only prolonging material existence. We're prolonging material problems, and we know what are the main problems of material existence. They are birth, disease, old age, and death. These are problems which modern science tries to solve. And they're claiming that it'll only take a little bit longer to alleviate hunger, people from hunger. Just like you have Q10 in food and antioxidants and many other things. They want to slow aging, to not be so fast. This all comes from ignorance, that we are this material body. It's interesting. When I was distributing books in Zagreb, in this park, there was one tourist and two students. They were so convinced that they're chemicals. They think that life is something chemical, like chemistry. And he was convinced of that. They managed to convince him of that. And love is also chemical. It's a combination of different chemicals. And his girlfriend is also a chemical. And this is only a release of unlimited reactions of chemicals. And they are together when they hug each other. When they love each other, this is chemicals. This is just a combination of reactions of chemicals. You are a chemical. And when you try to put some different perspective in his mindset, that maybe you're not a chemical, then he says, no, you're thinking all wrong, we are chemicals. No, God is not there. No, nobody saw him ever. All these studies, all these different universities, they're bluffing so much things, and they're just concocting some things which are not actually tested. Today you can simulate anything in like computers, like reality. And first to teach them like this, especially in America, they have these big universities. When I had one seminar, how to be happy in life, how to be happy in life. They taught techniques, and so many students applied for this seminar, and they were very surprised, because this means that they're all in misery if they applied how to be happy. And if you go a little back, our mothers and grandmothers, they weren't thinking about love and crazy things, because this was like a daily occurrence. You don't have to go to school to learn these things. But nowadays, these universities, they teach only stupidity, stupid things, techniques how to be happy. And no technique is when you're enjoying with the sense of something, and if you can keep it in your mind for a few more seconds. Similarly, like how students, when they go to eat something for lunch break, they're still like tasting this during the whole day. Still testing what they had before. So these are new techniques how to be happy. And the person who developed these techniques committed suicide. Interesting, all these persons who write this books, successful people, these coaches, these trainers, how to be happy. Most of them, they committed suicide. You can't hold your sanity, because you just lose your mind on material level. They make one book and it's successful, and they want to repeat the success, and it's no longer successful, because we know where success comes from. But on material level, there is like some boundaries. So it's very important to come to spiritual level, self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
This is a book about self-realization. Oh, I already realized myself. You have a mirror at home? I asked them. The thing you look, you see in the mirror, this is not you. You are in this body, you see. And nobody is pleased. Nobody is happy. Prabhupada gives us this task. He started this, given this movement of Krishna consciousness, and he gave information how to control our senses. And Rupa Goswami gave us Upanishads, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindha. This is not without control of our senses, we just freeze. We are done. Interesting is that only humans can control their senses. Animals cannot. And today they are propagating, if you feel good, you can do it. These are the stupid things. They are only prolonging our suffering. And when we got this body, which is an origin of all the problems, because this is a material body, and with sense gratification, we will only get another material body. We will not solve anything. So Vamanadeva here is speaking indirectly to the one who haven't controlled their senses. They will never be happy. And if you go on the other side, but if you want to be satisfied, happy with things that we already have, with things that come on its own accordion, that's what Vedas teach. Everyone is administered their quota, what they need, like economic development. For example, a mother when she's pregnant, right before a child is born, she doesn't have milk, and as soon as the child is born, the milk comes. Who put this in order? Scientists, no. Chemicals, maybe. Krishna administered this. We know that other living beings, for example, cow, the calves immediately know where their mother is. They know where to go to get the food. Krishna takes care of everyone for sleeping, mating, eating, and defending. If you need this is like immediately given. If you don't have teeth, you can't chew things, and that's why they get milk. Babies get milk, so they can still eat. Krishna made everything perfect. Last time I met a Christian, he said, "Oh, I just came from church." And he asked me, what do you have there? I said, "Oh, this is the most confidential book of the old world." And he said, "No, I have my own God." And I told him that the God is only one. And I read him from Isha Upanishad, that God is complete and everything that emanates from this completeness, it's also complete. And spiritual mathematics, 1 + 1 is equals 1, and 1 - 1 also equals 1. And sixth verse also, I read them, that the one who who sees the Lord in everything and in everyone, can't hate anything. This knowledge is given by Vedic culture, Sanatana Dharma, eternal religion, Krishna consciousness. And everyone is thinking, oh my God, your God, and so they're just shooting each other. So how can there be peace with such institutions? It can't be because there is no knowledge. There is one young group in Rijeka. They're Christians, and they asked. So if you want a good birth in the next life, you need to do good deeds. So, and they said, do you believe in God? I said, yeah, we can do whatever he wants. You can do whatever you want, you just gotta believe. And they said, this is stupid. So if you just believe in God and do whatever you want, it will be all okay. No, it won't be okay. So that's why we go out and explain this to people, because they're in ignorance, they don't have knowledge. In first verse of Bhagavad Gita, it's already whatever is in other books and more. It's complete knowledge, eternal knowledge. When Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, there was nothing new. What do you want new? 1 + 1 = 2. There's nothing new to that. He said that I spoke this to God of Sun, and God of Sun spoke this to his son, and then he spoke it to his son, and that's how it got to human society. This is all imperfect knowledge, which has never changed. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the perfection of this knowledge, its incarnation of Krishna. So we can offer this opportunity to others. Everyone won't accept it, but some will. So they say that charity begins at home. So we have to purify our own body. The ones who already took advantage of this opportunity, bhakti yoga. We have to regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books, listen to his lectures and other things. Try to understand what he gave us. And then nowadays devotees, they're looking for errors in Prabhupada. They want to diminish the worth of Prabhupada. This is not the business of a devotee. So in Krishna consciousness, there also appear demons. Anyone can come and put these clothes on. We have some here come here to propagate their own business. It's a huge market. It's a big market. And people come with different motives, especially temples. International movement of Krishna consciousness, founder Acharya, Prabhupada, was made to fulfill the desires of Srila Prabhupada. All the other sampradayas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, it's thousands of years this knowledge is passed on, this culture. This is alternative. This is a whole another life. People have no alternative. And we are offering an alternative, better life. So why do people all they're doing? Whatever they're doing, why do they do these things? But if they give an opportunity, they don't have to do this. Or you do this, whatever is necessary for your own economic development. To live, you can do this for Krishna. In spiritual life, where Krishna is in center, you try to gratify Krishna senses, not your own. You know that Krishna is the master of all senses, so you try to gratify his senses, not our own, because if you satisfy Krishna senses, then our senses will also be satisfied. To gratify our own senses is impossible in this world, in any way. So on this day, if we think we're not advancing spiritually enough, if Krishna consciousness is not spreading enough, then we can pray to Lord Vamanadev. He made three big steps to make a big step in our own life also, in whatever field we want to better ourselves in Krishna consciousness, to come closer to Krishna that way. So, because Lord Vamanadev, he wishes Lord Vamanadev knows that this is the only solution for all problems of our material existence. And Pali Maharaj is known as Atmanivedana. He gave everything. Everything. Everything for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.